Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right, good evening. This is going to be a battle tonight, no doubt about it. Yeah, if you're a Royals fan, these next, not even 24 hours, because hopefully tomorrow night goes a little bit better, but for the next 18 hours, yeah, it's going to be a battle. Especially tonight, you know, maybe you'll feel better when your alarm goes off in the morning or when you wake up naturally, but yeah, tonight's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to not give in to human nature. It's going to be tough not to give in to the negativity that we're all feeling. Royals are shut out in Cleveland. They dropped the series, season series, that is. They dropped the season series to the Cleveland Guardians and will hope to at least leave Ohio with a split of this four-game series. Two more to go. 17 games remaining on the schedule. But yeah, Royals lose again in Cleveland. They're shut out in Cleveland for the second time this season. 2-0 is the final score. If you want to talk about it, the phone lines are wide open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. The Peterson and Associates phone line is wide open. 913-586-7965. Just a great performance tonight from Royals rookie left-hander Noah Cameron. Unfortunately, he's outdone by Cleveland rookie left-hander Joey Cantillo. Now, I don't want to hear the phone calls about how the Royals make nobodies look like Cy Young. Because Noah Cameron isn't necessarily a household name. You talk to the average Guardians fan, and I bet they're as well-versed in Noah Cameron as you are in Joey Cantillo. So, no, I'm not going to denigrate the 25-year-old southpaw from Cleveland. That young man pitched his face off tonight. Noah Cameron, again, not too shabby. 7 innings of 2-run baseball for the Royals rookie. He throws a first-pitch strike to 20 of the 26 Cleveland batters that he faced. Noah Cameron is, without question, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. I mean, they were shut out. They had 5 hits. 2 of those hits came from Jonathan India, and they were both infield knocks. And not pretty infield knocks. I'm talking about one that lined off the pitcher, another that was just a dribbler to the right side. But, hey, welcome back, Jonathan India. I don't know why I'm trashing him. India back off the IL today, back from that injured left wrist. He takes the roster spot of Michael Wacha. Wacha hits the seven-day concussion IL for an off-field incident. A minor off-field incident. Okay, if that's what they want to call it. You suffered a concussion. How minor can it be? Nonetheless, Michael Wacha not pitching coming up on Wednesday night. It'll be a bullpen game for the boys in blue. But again, the phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. The second Joey Cantillo leaves this game, Royals have their best opportunity of the night. Bobby Witt Jr. back after a three-day absence because of those back spasms. Bobby steps to the dish with the man on and one out in the ninth inning against one of the best relievers in the sport, Cleveland right-hander Cade Smith. And Bobby fights a sinker running in on the hands. He fights it into center field for a knock. And the Royals have first and third with two outs. First and third with one out. Vinny goes down swinging through 97 at the top of the zone, and then Salvi goes through swinging at 98 at the top of the zone. Royals lose 2-0, so they had their chance once Joey Cantillo found his way to the dugout. But yeah, there's no doubt about it. It feels bad right now. Right? The vibe right now is somber. It feels like the end. Doesn't it? Oh, Bobby's banged up. Wacha joins Bubich and Reagan's on the IL. Sure, Steven Cruz is on his way back. And hey, you might have Cole Reagan's on the hill coming up for that series against the Mariners. Oh, I understand the feeling of despair that comes after being shut out in Cleveland, losing to the Guardians, losing in that fashion, losing the tiebreaker as well. Royals will wake up on Wednesday morning either three games back or four games back of Seattle for that final playoff spot. Seattle big-time favorites tonight at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. That game doesn't get started for another 30 minutes. So I know it feels like the end, but I can promise you it's not. I know it feels as if it's over, the feeling of despair. I get it. You need to shake that. You need to shake that feeling that is very human. Again, I get it. I'm watching the same thing that you're watching. I'm seeing an offense struggle here in the month of September, the same way I saw this offense struggle in April and May and June and parts of early July. Now, I understand it feels as if this is the end, but it's not. You have 17 games to go. Two more with this Cleveland team. You do get the team you're chasing, the Seattle Mariners, in your crib for three starting on Tuesday. So honestly, of all the teams that are chasing Seattle, the Royals are the only ones that actually get to throw punches with the Mariners. So it's not over. I'm not saying it's going to get better. I'm not telling you they're going to October. I think I've made my thoughts on this team pretty clear, dating back to the All-Star break. But dating back to the All-Star break, people have been trying to bury this team and say, I'm done with them. I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to think about them. They're done. It's over. Many of you have been saying that since June. All this team stinks and they're done. They're out of it. Well, here we are, 9 days into the month of September, and they're not done. Now, they're still in it. At worst, they're four games back with 17 to play. An arduous task, yes, but it is doable. I know you feel down right now, but don't give in to that human nature. You got another one coming up tomorrow, and then on Thursday nights, three this weekend in Philadelphia, and then those big three with the Mariners starting up Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. It's my pleasure to welcome on Phil from Shawnee. Phil, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
If this game teaches you anything, it's that you never know anything, and that things can change on a dime. July 25th to 27th, Cleveland was in town the last time I think that we played them. The Friday game got postponed, and we played a doubleheader on Saturday. In the doubleheader of the first game, Cleveland went like 2-for-12 with men in scoring position. They went up 3-2 in the 10th. I don't know if it was an India error or something that India did. They then walked two batters to us in the 10th. And even though Tolbert got picked off second base, India came up with two outs and had a three-run home run to win that game 5-3. They lost game two, but then they came back and won game three on Sunday with only four hits. They scored four runs. Michael Garcia had 15 total bases in that three-game series, and we were a half game behind them, I believe, at the time. But we were riding high, and I remember thinking that Cleveland had to feel like they'd robbed themselves, that they could have won all three games, and that they're just a better team than this. And I think clearly they're a better team than that. They've gone a little over 500 since. The Royals have basically been treading water. And you just never know. Things can change on a dime. They've got their own Bobby Witt and Ramirez. His story is great. He's somebody to cheer for. So if the Royals don't make it, I'm certainly going to be cheering for Cleveland because Ramirez is the anti-Albert Bell, and he's just a great guy. We'll see. Ironically, good what we had going for us back in July bit us tonight. Good defense and a young starting pitcher who was on his game. There's really no way to think that we could go any further here without the pitching. I mean, this is – we had a MASH unit for a pitching staff. And I guess I don't – and the question is, do we want Reagans even to try and come back? I'm assuming he'll take solid medical advice. But you're right, it's not over till it's over. 2006, the St. Louis Cardinals won their division at 83-78. The Braves went in the tank for the last couple weeks of the season. They got to the playoffs, and they rode Adam Wainwright to a World Series title with only being five games over 500. It is possible, but it's a real long shot at this point.
No doubt. Phil, always nice hearing from you. Thank you very much for the phone call. Listening to you recap those games against Cleveland back in the summer months started to get me frustrated because, man, those were some frustrating baseball games. You know, there were a lot of frustrating baseball games in the first 120, right? A lot of frustrating games that, sure, you know, Jonathan India and the bomb to win it. Yeah, that was an exciting finish, but I was, you know, grinding my teeth so often over the course of the first 7-8 innings of that game that I could barely enjoy the win. This offense has been frustrating. That's why, for those of you that are wondering why you're not hearing more frustration come through your microphone or come through your speaker right now, I don't know if I have frustration left when it comes to the offense. Especially on a night like this where you do have to give credit to the opposition. You know, it's not as if Joey Cantillo's a nobody. Last time out, he carved up the Boston Red Sox in Fenway. Seven punch-outs across six innings of one-run ball. Tonight, he sets a career high by throwing eight innings of shutout baseball. Strikes out five and doesn't walk a batter. Royals lose 2-0. And our guaranteed foods player of the game, as I mentioned, is Noah Cameron. Cameron throws seven innings of two-run baseball. He takes the loss, though. He's now 7-7 on the season. But Cameron, on those 100 pitches that he made to get through seven, 33 of them were either swung on and missed or stared at for a strike. Tonight, Noah Cameron had 16 whiffs, right? 16 swings and misses. He had 17 called strikes. So one-third, every third pitch out of the hand from Noah, Cleveland didn't know what to do with it. Offer and miss, stare at for a strike. Noah Cameron was outstanding. He is the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier, mine included. They've been helping Kansas City since 1958. Sign up today. Call them up at 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Noah Cameron, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. He makes his 21st start of the season. The last time a Royals rookie made more starts than that, Yordano Ventura back in 2014. All right, let's go to Mike, who's in downtown Kansas City. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, well, I think this season is kind of slowly coming to an end. While I'm disappointed, I'm not frustrated, like you said. I think last year it took every guy having a really good, if not career year, with about no significant injuries other than Vinny. I mean, for us to only win 86 games, I don't know that we can be all that surprised as fans that we are slowly sliding without Bubich and Reagans. I mean, a strength has started to, I mean, not to become a weakness, but it's slowly gotten weaker, and that's going to take a toll on any good team. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, it's really sad. It kind of reminds me of the 2016-2017 Royals. We know what they were capable of. We know what they can do, and it's just injuries and guys not playing up to what they should be. And I mean, it's sad, but it's been a great year, and there's a lot of
Let me ask you this, really Mike, let me ask you this real quick, because I think it's a fair comparison to 2016 and 17, but and of course you know this, the difference is you knew it was over at the end of 2017. This ownership in this front office and Bobby and Michael, don't you think it's going to last for a while, right?
Yes, that's the thing that's different about this. And I have just one more question for you, and then I'll get off air here. I'm just going to call it how it is. Do you think does the lack of organizational depth in our farm system scare you going forward because of a certain formal general manager of us not making great decisions? Anyway, I'll listen off air. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, no problem. Lack of organizational depth, does it concern me? You know, to me, the answer is always yes for every team, I think, right? Now, maybe the Dodgers, maybe the Brewers, I don't know. Now, I'm just assuming Dodgers. I threw the Brewers out there because they're the best team in baseball record-wise, and they have an outstanding pitching development system over there. But I think every baseball fan sees where their farm system lacks, whether it's on the mound or with the bats. And I think with the Royals right now, it's with the bats. I mean, if you want to say it's both the bats and the arms, well, you know, I can point you to the A-ball team. Man, the high A, low A, there's some high upside bats and some high upside arms. And sure, that means they're likely 2, 3, 4 years away. But you know, Jack Caglione is here. Carter Jensen is here. To go with Bobby and Michael and Vinny and Salvi, you know, those are all homegrown. That's a pretty solid foundation, in my opinion. Right? Bobby and Michael. Bobby's a superstar. Michael's put up darn near superstar numbers. Salvi's a future Hall of Famer. You know, we could have a long conversation about Vinny Pasquantino and just how every single game down the stretch is going to come down to his at-bats. I mean, it's just so very simple. And listen, Vinny's not paid like a superstar. You know, he's not paid like a number three hitter for a team that's vying for a postseason spot. And I'm not dogging out the Royals. That's just how the system is. Now, he'll get a nice payday next season. He'll hit arbitration this offseason. So, I'm not worried about the lack of bats in the organization. And when I look at 2026, Lugo, Reagans, Waka, Bubich, Kolek, Burgert, Noah Cameron, Alec Marsh, I'm not worried about pitching depth either. Because I don't think this team is starved for an impact bat. I don't think this team is starved for an impact arm. You know, Cags and Jensen and Michael and Bobby and Salvi and Vinny, that's six bats right there. There's your impact. I just mentioned the starters. We could talk about the relievers at the back end. Now, the talent is there. Now, is it Dodger, Yankee, win 100 game talent? No. But that type of talent isn't going to come around these parts all that often. I mean, even in 2015, when you were running roughshod over the league, I think you still fell shy of 100 wins. So in a market like this, in a league like this, with no salary cap, the goal's always division title, sure, and I think that's the expectation for 2026. But no, I think they're in a good spot, to be quite honest. When you see the aggressiveness of ownership, when you see the high quality of professional scouting that's gone on, I mean, just look at from Lucas Erceg to Carlos Estevez, Stephen Kolick, Ryan Burgert, the guys that they target via trade and acquire in free agency, these guys have hit at a pretty high clip. So now I'm not worried about the minor league system right now. And I think the Royals' past few drafts have been really good. I mean, speaking of, their second round pick from just a season ago, David Shields, a left-hander that they selected out of high school last year, he's celebrating his 19th birthday today. And he celebrates his 19th birthday by taking the mound in game one of a playoff series for the A-ball team down in the Carolina League. And on his 19th birthday, David Shields goes out there and throws five innings, strikes out eight, doesn't walk a batter, gives up only one run. Gave up a run in the first inning and then put up zeros for the rest of his five frames of work. And right now, the Royals A-ball affiliate's on top of Myrtle Beach. It's 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning in that best-of-three series. Looks like David Shields going to celebrate his birthday with a playoff victory. I really like him. I like the catcher down there on that team, Ramon Ramirez. They just, a guy that they took this year in the draft, Luke Nowak. This guy's been hitting like 400, and they just drafted him a few months ago. So, no, I like where the organization's at, Mike. That's a really long answer to your very short question. So, hopefully that suffices. Royals lose tonight 2-0. They're shut out for the 14th time this season. Only two teams in the sport have been shut out more. The Pirates and the Cleveland Guardians. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Rick in Mission. Rick, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I just wanted to say, yeah, it's sad that the season's coming to an end and the wheels are falling off, but I want to tip my hat to JJ and to John Sherman for not throwing in the towel and not being sellers at the All-Star break. And just to remind folks, you know,
I think Seth Lugo deserves a big thank you then as well.
Well, I'm not sure that's a great deal yet, but
well, if it's not for Seth Lugo signing that deal, they trade him at the deadline, and then they do sell at the deadline. So the fact that Lugo came to the table and left some money on the table is the only reason why you're offering that thank you to John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo.
Well, I'm thanking them for being buyers and not sellers at the deadline and for not falling out of it in May. That's my point, and as they did so many years before. We're in it on September 9th, and I appreciate it.
Terrific. Rick, I appreciate the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you on the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Didn't mean to come at you, Rick. It certainly wasn't me being aggressive. It's just laying out how it all went down. Right? A few days before the trade deadline, you were going to trade Seth Lugo because you were going to lose him in free agency in a few months. The only way you weren't going to lose him in free agency is if he signs a good deal. Not the type of deal he could get in free agency, more than likely. Certainly not the type of deal that he was on pace to receive in free agency. So he's going to have to give a little bit. Not a ton. Royals made a fair offer. And I know some of you are unhappy with that contract right now. And yeah, since signing that contract, Seth Lugo's been one of the most ineffective pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. But if he doesn't leave some money on the table, well, then J.J. Piccolo would have been forced to trade him. And if you trade Seth at that time, you didn't have Ryan Berger, you didn't have Stephen Kolek, well, the wheels would have completely come off. I mean, you would have been throwing, Rich Hill would have been back, and Lewinder Avila would be making starts, or who's that one guy they just picked up? Spencer Turnbull? Hey, you'd see Spencer Turnbull toeing the slab. Rick, I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Royals drop game two to Cleveland. They drop the season series to Cleveland, falling tonight 2-0. Let's go to Zach in Topeka. Zach, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm just calling in. I'd like to say that there's, 17 games left in the year. I know football just started and everybody's looking forward to that, but let's go out here and let's win 12. Let's put the pressure on these teams that are ahead of us.
Let's do it.
Say we're 3.5 games back right now. The Rays are winning, yeah. The Rangers are losing right now. We can pray that maybe we can get some help from the other side of Missouri tonight and the Mariners will lose. We still got a chance. We're going to get Cole Reagans back.
And if you want to see him on Friday?
If we can get healthy, man, yeah, I'd love to.
Because JJ said he's going to start in Omaha on Friday. I'd like to see him in Philly pitching against Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper.
I think if he's ready to go, we should give him a call because we need every single game we can get.
No
this
doubt.
Can't be an 81-81 team.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what they're pacing for right now. Zach, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. Royals are 3-5 here in the month of September. Offense is batting .194, averaging exactly 3 runs a game. Royals would have won if they scored 3 runs tonight. Unfortunately, they didn't score a single run. They're shut out in Cleveland 2-0, the final score. We'll get back to your phone calls and head inside that clubhouse after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The pitch. Ramirez lines it up the middle. Wentz right there behind the bag. He gloves, steps on second, throw to first. In time, double play. Bobby Witt Jr. makes it happen. Perfectly positioned. He scoops up the screaming grounder and gets John Schreiber an inning-ending double play. He strands two more base runners and preserves his scoreless inning for Angel Serpa.
Yes, he did. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals at that time trailed 2-0, top of the eighth inning. Two on with one out, and the righty reliever, John Schreiber, in to face the future Hall of Famer, Jose Ramirez. Ramirez came to the plate 3-for-3. Ramirez is responsible for both of the Cleveland runs up until that point. A solo bomb in the first inning as Noah Cameron goes in to Jose's kitchen and doesn't get in deep enough. Ramirez turns on that 1-1 fastball. 94 miles per hour coming in from Cameron. It's taken out. 105 miles per hour off of the bat of Ramirez over the wall in left center field, is 28th on the season. So that put the Guardians up 1-0 in the first inning. It would stay 1-0 until the fourth. And with one out, Jose Ramirez would fall behind Noah Cameron 0-2. But then he'd battle back to even up the count and get a changeup that's elevated on 2-2. On the outside part of the plate, and Jose Ramirez isn't trying to play hero. He goes with it. He shoots it to the opposite field for a one-out double. Then former All-Star David Fry comes to the plate with Ramirez on second and one out. Cameron ahead, 0-2. And on the fourth pitch of the at-bat, He throws him a curveball that's down and into the righty, Fry. Not down enough. I'm not going to call it a hanger, but David Fry could watch that bad boy curl all the way into the zone, and he yanks it into the left field corner. Ramirez comes around to score. 2-0 Cleveland at the end of four. Royals wouldn't collect their first man in scoring position until the ninth inning. Vinny singles in the first, India singles in the second, and then the Royals go down in order in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, 1-2-3 in the eighth, and Joey Cantillo's night is done in the ninth inning. Royals had an opportunity. But no, that play that we just heard, that comes in the top of the eighth, 2-0 Cleveland, two on with one out, and John Schreiber, a full count offering to Jose Ramirez. Ramirez shoots it right back up the middle to the waiting Bobby Witt Jr. He fields and, you know, really shows off that athleticism as in one beautiful motion, Bobby steps on the second base bag and throws a strike to Vinny at first for the inning-ending double play. So that allowed the Royals to have a chance in the ninth inning, and they made it interesting. Kyle Isbell with the leadoff single, Bobby with a one-out single, set up runners on the corners with one out, but both Vinny and Salvi would go down swinging, and that's how we arrive at our final score. Cleveland 2, Royals nothing. That double play in the eighth inning was tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. We'll get to your phone calls and dive back into that text line coming up in a moment. But first, let's hear what tonight's starting pitcher, I hate to call him a losing pitcher. Now, he did take the loss. Seven innings of two-run baseball leads to the seventh loss of the season for Noah Cameron. Let's hear what the rookie lefty had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
How do you evaluate that one tonight for you?
Yeah, obviously, you know, good day for me. I thought, you know, defense, everything. I thought we played really good on that side of the ball. Executed better. Velo was good. Command was good. The slider was really big for us tonight. So, yeah, I thought, you know, we did our job, kept us in it. Just obviously really, really good game pitched by him and just got us today.
What's that like going through that game when it's really a pitcher's duel? I mean, moving pretty fast, too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, I mean, definitely just pitcher's duel, part of baseball, you know, kind of happens. And obviously we were fighting. We were hitting a lot of line drives, just getting pretty unlucky at the plate. But, yeah, I thought it was just a really good defensive game kind of from both teams. And, yeah, hurts that we didn't come on top.
A couple of those runs came via Jose Ramirez getting them started. What made him difficult to just navigate each time you had him up at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a Hall of Famer, right? He's super good. Just couldn't figure him out tonight. You know, the first inning threw a really good fastball. I thought doesn't have a lot of slug in there, kind of on the corner, and he turned on it. So tip your cap to him on there. Kind of left a changeup over the middle of, or kind of up and away, and just poked it to right field. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, tough at bat. And he beat us tonight for sure. And I think game plan going into it was don't let him beat us. So that's kind of, yeah, that's on me. Just not, you know, executing as well as I probably should, or at least maybe pitching around him a little bit as I probably should have. So.
You said that it's Ramirez who doesn't have a lot of slug inside there like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a good hitter. You know, he's going to get to pitches. But, yeah, just I thought it was a well-executed pitch. Kind of what we wanted to do there, but sometimes, you know, the hitters beat us. So
when you are,
there you go. That's Noah Cameron, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. He strikes out 8 tonight. He's now just 4 strikeouts away from becoming the 14th Royals rookie in history to reach 100 punchouts in a season. 14th in history, but he'd be just the 3rd in the last 30 years to do it. Yordano did it back in 2014, and before him, Zach Greinke. But before that, you got to go all the way back to 1990. Noah Cameron tonight, man, no need to take the blame, buddy. I know you didn't want Jose Ramirez to beat you, and he scored both of the runs, and that was enough for them to win. Your offense gave you nothing. I'm not going to sit here and crush the offense, but I've made it perfectly clear. If the Royals are going to pull this thing off, if they're going to make their way back to October, their strong suit is the offense. I know how silly that sounds when a team is shut out just a night after being held to three hits. Right, they had that run just a few days ago where, you know, they barely had five hits for like three consecutive games. No, I understand. I gave you the numbers, the offense batting .194 here in September. But if it's not the offense, where are you looking? Who do you think's leading the way? Michael Wacha is on the concussion IL. He's joined on the IL by Cole Reagans, by Seth Lugo, by Chris Bubich. I got a lot of love for Stephen Kolek and Noah Cameron and Ryan Burgert. But come on. I'm not looking at Noah Cameron and saying, hey, I need you to put up zeros. I'm not treating him like an ace. Kid's got 21 starts under his belt, period. And he's doing a fine job. Now, 21 starts into his career, his ERA is 3.00. That's the best by a Royals rookie since 1978. I'm not looking at the bullpen, and the bullpen's been really good. Now, case can be made it's been the American League's best bullpen for the past month plus. But it's not HDH. It's not that type of bullpen. Not in my opinion. Q's done a really nice job, and the players have executed at a very high clip. But I don't put my feet up like I did with HDH. So if this team's going to pull it off, 17 games to go. At best, they wake up tomorrow three games back. At worst, four back. If this team's going to do it, it's going to be because of the bats. That's where your all-star third baseman, your all-star shortstop, your all-star catcher, your top prospect in right field, your number three hitter in the Pasquatch, these are your stars. And of the big money guys on your team, the ones that aren't on the IL are in the lineup. So Noah, no reason to take any of the blame tonight, not in my opinion. This one goes on the offense. And like I mentioned, I'm having a difficult time browbeating the offense when Joey Cantillo was just ahead consistently. First pitch strikes to 24 of the 27 batters that he faced tonight. Royals lose 2-0. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. And we'll get back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals shutout in Cleveland. They drop game two to the Guardians. Two games remain. It's going to be Jonathan Bolin serving as the opener coming up on Wednesday night as the Royals once again face off with a lefty. Logan Allen on the hill for Cleveland. A 5:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 4:30. Royals held five hits today. Three of the five hits came from guys that were injured yesterday. Jonathan India with a pair, and Bobby Witt Jr. picks up base hit number 161. He's the third player in Major League Baseball this season to record more than 160 knocks. Kyle Isbell started things off in the ninth inning with a single. Izzy's now batting .288 since the All-Star break. Other than that, and a Vinny Pasquantino first inning single, man, there's really nothing to talk about from the offensive side of things. I've talked enough about Noah Cameron, so let's get to the text line. 913-586-7965. I'm seeing some love for Jose Ramirez from the 816. Yeah, it's impossible not to like Jose Ramirez. Doesn't happen very often with a division rival. Well, I guess Miguel Cabrera was like that. At least he was for me. I would imagine Salvi's like that for other teams. But yeah, you got to be a pretty cold dude to not like Jose Ramirez. John in Olathe is grumpy. He says, Vern, you need to, or somebody needs to ask tough questions of Q. What does that mean? What are the tough questions? I always find that funny. Like what? I don't understand. What is that tough question? Well, let me know on the text line, 913-586-7965. You know, some question for Q that you feel like, man, if someone just asked him this, it would expose what? I don't know. Royals are 73-72. How are they above 500 when they had the worst offense in franchise history for the first 100 games? Still above 500 without 80% of their opening day rotation. But yeah, we're one question away from seeing that it's all a house of cards. Come on. Dwayne in Warsaw says, yes, of course, it's not over, guys, but the clock is ticking. It's time to go on a run. 816 says we should have traded Seth Lugo. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you wouldn't be texting into this show right now if they traded Seth Lugo. Because the Royals, instead of one game above 500, might be 15 games below 500. Again, I understand Lugo has not been good since the trade deadline. But if you trade Seth Lugo, you don't acquire Yastrzemski, you don't acquire Bergert. Well, maybe you still do. Maybe you still make the Bergert-Kolek trade, the more I think about it. Right, because that was just as much about San Diego's search for a catcher as it was the Royals trying to piecemeal together a rotation. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. From the 515, Vern, we're cooked. But props to you for hanging in there. Well, I don't have anywhere else to go, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I'm dreading 3 weeks from now. Because once the season's over, I have nothing. I don't have anything to do. Rally Mantis is telling me the ship is sinking. Come on, guys. Don't give in to that human nature that wants you to hang your head. Tomorrow night, okay, maybe. But not right now. JT Noah, I appreciate working with you, man. Thank you very much for the help. That's going to do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 4:30, with the On Deck Show. Take care.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.